T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. In the morning now, 7:46 here on a Friday morning. KNSS, three big things. Wichita Mayor Whipple wants to extend city's pandemic mask ordinance set to expire Sunday. University of Kansas will test everyone on campus for COVID-19. White House representatives and Democrats discuss pandemic relief package still far apart. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we've got stalled out vehicle, a potential traffic hazard. This is southbound I-135 right around 21st Street North. Watch out for that. Again, traffic update to 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
We have a chance for isolated showers early today, then sunny, breezy, and warmer by this afternoon with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 75. Saturday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high up to 98 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, 73 degrees, and we have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. An AI pooch is the newest way technology is helping to calm the nerves of people.
Fox on Tech.
Smart toys are here to help children learn and ease the strain on parents looking for help in a quarantine world.
We know how stressful it is for parents when your child is having a tantrum. And this product really takes all of those really challenging moments and transforms them into opportunities for learning.
Aaron Horowitz is a child life specialist and entrepreneur, specializing in the growing field of socially assistive robots. His newest invention is called Purple. It has the look of a traditional stuffed animal, but inside it's packed with sensors that respond to touch. Kids can actually calm Purple's heartbeat by soothing it, and it's all part of teaching them how to control their emotions.
When children learn how to calm something else down, they learn how to soothe themselves.
A welcome message for parents as camps and summer programs shut down.
Purple can help children perhaps focus and calm down while they're spending all day on video calls to attend school.
With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
The United States added 1.8 million jobs in July, a pullback from the gains of May and June, and evidence that the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. With confirmed viral cases still elevated in much of the nation and businesses under continued pressure, many employers appear reluctant to or unable to hire. Even counting the hiring of the past 3 months, the economy has now recovered only about 42% of the 22 million jobs it lost to the pandemic-reduced recession, according to the Labor Department's report released today. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Thursday after a report showed the pace of layoffs across the country is slowing, though it remains incredibly high. The S&P added 21 points after spending much of the day waffling between smaller gains and losses. It rose for the fifth day in a row and is now back within 1.1% of the record high it set in February. The Dow rose 185 points as investors waited for Congress and the White House to reach a hoped-for deal on more aid for the economy.
Yeah, we'll keep waiting.
We got to wait there. The NASDAQ closed up 109 points at another record high. 7:51, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
How about this? Congress people don't get paid until they come up with this plan. Think that would expedite things?
I said that years and years ago. What I said was tie the budget, the surplus, or the if they get a surplus, they get paid. If they don't, they don't get paid.
You think something would get
done?
The
balance of budget, yeah. And that's the only way to do it. Okay. Well, no, nothing's going to get done. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Time for 40 Under 40 again at the Journal. Here's editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, celebrating the careers of Wichita's young professionals with the 2020 40 Under 40 Awards. Each year since 1998, the Wichita Business Journal has recognized 40 young professionals for their career achievements and their involvement in the community. That means over the last 23 years, 880 young professionals have been honored. We add another 40 to that list this year. The class of 2020, made up of 24 men and 16 women, most of them 15 Wichita State Shockers, 7 went to K-State, 8 of them were born in 1983. The oldest of this year's 40 Under 40 honorees, born in 1980, 3 of them. The youngest was born in 1992. All the 2020 honorees are featured in the weekly edition out today. In this week's list, the state's largest oil producers, ranked by 2019 oil production. Merit Energy of Dallas, Texas, at the top of the list with nearly 3 million barrels of oil produced. Second is Borexco at 1.6 million barrels. The rest of the top five, Wichita's Murfin Drilling Company, Vess Oil Corporation, and American Warrior out of Garden City. Kansas oil production in 2019 down 4.2% from 2018. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hi, thanks, Bill. And Ted, I did not have it a moment ago. Now I do. I found it. The unemployment rate now is 10.2% in America. Of course, we went for years where it was right around 4%. We were spoiled because that's, you know, they've always said 4% or lower is full unemployment.
Yep, that's about
full employment.
Where you want it, yeah.
And yet now with this thing coming along, then it jumped way up. Now 10.2%. Let's get down to 8 and 7. That's the way it works. It'll go down the ladder the other way, maybe. Then we're talking about the NBC tournament, and you've been, you know, of course, updating us on everything going on with the tournament here this year, and it's just a much smaller field than in the past, the pandemic and so forth. Were they going to play that? Was the plan to play the NBC tournament in the new stadium, or were they going to play it elsewhere?
Maybe.
Because I was thinking that maybe
they
not.
They may have made a little appearance at the stadium.
Yeah.
I think they only would have been able to play for a few days while the AAA team was on the road.
In the past, they'd play the tournament. Well, the team we had, if we had one, was be on the road for a while.
But, yeah, I mean, in the old days, they would send the Arrows on the road for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the AAA's, we're not doing that
anymore. AAA's a different deal.
No, yeah. We're not doing that.
They're a little more in control. Okay. 7:53 now, Steve and Ted, and today is National Water Balloon Day. You kids out there, there are a lot of adults who love water balloons. I know one very well, a neighbor of mine, who is a water balloon fanatic. His name is Honeyman. And you know who I'm talking about, Ted. He's an attorney, and he knows better, but when you get him around water balloons, he goes a little crazy.
Well, we've all got to have our little peccadilloes.
Yeah. You take a water balloon, you take a balloon, you fill it with water, tie it up.
It's very and then you toss labor-intensive.
It. Yeah, it's labor-intensive, but boy, the impact of a water balloon on somebody is, it doesn't hurt them, it just splashes them. I was reminded of this our last high school reunion a couple of years ago. I was reminded of an epic water balloon battle that went on throughout the Country Acres area by car and foot when I was about a senior in high school. That really was an epic water balloon fight. Some of my buddies and I got into it. I think the end came when somebody's water balloon splashed inside one of the kids' cars, his dad's car, company car.
Oh, yeah.
Then things came to an abrupt halt. water balloons. Today is water balloon day.
Yeah, you can't have a good Mountain Dew commercial without some water balloons.
That's true. All right, guys, 7:55 now. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on a Friday, we got a lot of stuff for you. We got the latest on Wichita's pandemic mask ordinance. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yep, our live visit with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs training camp.
Good information there. Plus entertainment news on the way, right?
Yeah, we've got the slam bang end of the week episode of The Blur entertainment news at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and your weather looking ahead of the weekend, all in the 8 o'clock hour. Keep it here, Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.